to be. Our little backyard, backyard symphony.
Jay Unger and Molly Mason with Swingology, Backyard Symphony, and Jay's daughter Ruthie doing harmony back in there. The only member of the Unger Mason family band not represented in that track is Mike Miranda. Mike, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Well, nice to be here. Thank you.
Welcome, Molly, Jay, Ruthie. It is wonderful to have all of you here all at once.
Back.
We're kind of clustered around a pair of Mike's Grand Ole Opry style, so everybody has to lean in and talk. Well, I know Ruthie grew up in a musical family because both of her parents, both Jay and Lynn Hardy, her mother, are musicians. How about the rest of you? Where did you develop the interest in traditional music?
Well, I grew up on the West Coast here, just north of Portland in Battleground, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an uncle who played fiddle. My dad played mandolin, but my uncle was more of a musician than my dad, somewhat. And I think I learned a lot from listening to him when I was a kid. My younger brother, James, picked up fiddle when he was 10 or 11. And a lot of people in the Portland area know James Mason. He works at Kerr Violin Shop in Portland and plays in a lot of bands in the Portland area. Great fiddler.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jay, you grew up in a Russian immigrant family. I presume American traditional music was not a large part of your childhood?
Yeah, no, but it wasn't Russian. The family was half Hungarian and half Macedonian.
Oh, so you're actually closer to my part of the world. I'm Slovenian American.
Yeah. And there was singing. Nobody played any instruments in our family, but on long trips, my dad would sing Hungarian folk songs, and my mom sang all kinds of things.
La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha is one of them, with the original marijuana lyrics. Of course, I didn't know what she was saying at the time.
It's a good thing.
How about you, Mike? What was your musical upbringing?
It was mostly playing music with friends in the basement. You know, I was a drummer, so any kids interested in playing music tended to flock to my parents' basement because that's where the drum set was. That's how I got my start, and then eventually one of them showed me some chords on the guitar, and I started writing songs that very day, and that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years or so.
Well, family bands have a great and long tradition in the folk music world. What's the best thing about being in a family band, and what, if anything, is worst?
Well, it might be the same things. I don't know.
Yeah. One thing is Ruthie and I have two kids now. A six-year-old boy named Willie and almost two-year-old little girl named Opal. And it's great that we get to bring them along and see the country and also just be together because so many of our musician friends are always leaving someone at home, and we don't have that fate.
Mm-hmm. And on this stretch of the trip, they get to spend good quality time with their grandparents too, which is fun. And we all somehow fit in the minivan.
But you can't have your grandparents watch the kids while you're performing.
Well, they did on Wednesday when we played a gig without them, but you're right. Tonight we have an upright bass and a babysitter waiting for us at the venue.
Wonderful.
That's the stuff we can't fit in the minivan.
And a piano.
Oh, and a piano.
Best performance rider ever. It's even better than green M&Ms.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Well, let's have some live music. We've got all these instruments.
All righty.
Well, Mike's going to start this off with the banjo. Left my home in the mountains, fiddling around this town. Just traveling fiddler, fiddle till the sun goes down. Playing my corn in the summertime, pick it when the weather is hot. Corn grew thin, a house caved in. Fiddling's all I got. I'm just fiddling, fiddling, fiddling. I'm just fiddling around this town. I'm just fiddling, 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 fiddling around this town. Thank you. blows wild and free. Take me back, shack out back, pretty gal on my knee. I'll pick up my favorite fiddle, rise in a favorite bow. Sing this thing, finger in a string, fiddling's all I know. I'm just fiddling, fiddling, fiddling.
I'm just fiddling around this town. I'm just fiddling, 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 fiddling around this town. I'm just fiddling, 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 fiddling around this town.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, the Younger Mason Family Band. It's amazing how everybody can play one-handed while waving at the baby in the window. It's just
yes, and thank you to Denise for holding Opal and helping entertain Liz.
Yeah, that's great.
Dancing together. I was saying earlier on the radio show that today seems to be Fiddle Day. I saw no less than 8 different people busking with fiddles at the Saturday market and farmers market, including 4 girls ranging from about waist high to maybe shoulder high, who were playing Turkey in the Straw and Shortening Bread. And the oldest one played Ashokan Farewell.
Oh, yeah?
And I said to her, I'm going to be interviewing the fellow who wrote that. And she said to tell him that she loved it. She works on her vibrato because it makes her cry.
On the drive up here, our friend Mark Ross gave us a call and said he's going to be coming to the show tonight, a local local folk singer, and said he was out there busking at the farmer's market as well. And
he was one of the fiddlers I saw.
You heard him. He said he did quite trio. Well for himself today.
Well, he had two folks with him, so they had to split it three ways. But, you know.
Isn't it always the way?
Yes, indeed. What is it like writing something that has that kind of familiarity that everybody knows and so many people try and play?
Well, it's gratifying that the stories of people who have played it. And I think one of the earliest stories that I heard over and over back in the 80s and 90s when it was first getting known is people who started playing the violin because of the tune. and I still hear it, but I mean, it's really a remarkable
thing. We heard
it
last night after our concert, in fact, a woman who started playing violin in her 50s because she loved that tune and wanted to be able to play it.
And then there are those who come back to the instrument after, you know, playing it as a kid and not playing it, and then hearing that tune and then picking it up again so they could learn the tune. And it's not a difficult tune, so it's a lot of satisfaction at something simple.
Mm-hmm. It was written as a farewell for a violin and dance camp.
Yes, Ashokan music and dance camps.
Is that still in existence?
Still in 35th summer.
Excellent.
Summer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
In addition to being in the family band, you're all in different groups. Mike and Ruthie, you've got a duo. Jay and Molly, what are you in these days?
Mainly a duo, and we have a little swing band that we travel. We don't travel with it.
No, mostly around the Hudson Valley where we live in New York State is where our Swingology swing band plays. But we tour quite a bit as a duo.
Excellent. Is there any plans? The only Mason-Unger family band, Unger Mason, got promoted, Molly. CD that we have in our collection is a holiday album. Is there plans for?
Well, we're thinking of mining some of the live concert recordings and putting one out.
Well,
it is fun when we get together for the live shows because I guess I mentioned the upright bass before. Molly is an incredible bass player and backs us up when we do our songs. And then I get to play some bass. Actually, all of us except my dad get to play that bass at some point. So you see us switching instruments quite a bit. And everybody thinks of him as a fiddler, but he, of course, plays mandolin and even plays a little bit of banjo on one of the
horror.
It's very tasteful.
Okay.
So
he didn't think that was possible.
I understand that. The fear, the phobia.
I can see that we're going to run out of time very shortly. If you'd like a little more music, we have something in mind.
We will have more music. First, though, we should tell people that you're performing tonight at the Shed at 7:30. That's downtown Eugene.
Tonight. Yeah, we can't wait to come back.
And Mike and Ruthie are doing a house concert in Corvallis tomorrow night.
Right.
More information at mikeandruthie.com, or I will have it in the folk calendar in about 20 minutes. But let's have one more song, shall we?
Can I put these up a little bit? Would that be?
I will pot them down and you can move them.
They're fine.
Okay. All right.
This is a tribute. You want to tell us about it before?
We've all been very lucky, all of us, all four of us, to spend a good amount of time, have spent with the great Pete Seeger, who made his home in the Hudson Valley where we live. And the last time I think we all saw him was in August at the Summer Hoot Festival that Ruthie and I started at the Ashokan Center. So we've been enjoying singing this Pete Seeger song as we've been traveling around. It's called Rainbow Race.
Sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more.
folks want to live like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can clench their greedy hands. Some want to take the easy way. Poisons, bombs, they think we need them. Don't you know you can't kill all the unbelievers? There's no shortcut to freedom. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so
ocean light.